Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What's up, you fudge lickers?
What's up?
Happy Monday.
Today's National Fudge Day. Did you guys see that?
I did.
Yeah, so you got to get some fudge on. Keep some in your front and back pocket while you're wandering around.
I love fudge so
Me
much.
Me too.
I love making it. I love eating it. I love learning about it. Like, that's a fun candy right there. Fudge.
Yeah. Well, you do everything with fudge, don't you?
Fudge
you love learning
so
about it,
much.
Huh?
Wow. Yeah, we used to make fudge around Christmas time. I mean, growing up, Mom used to make fudge all the time around Christmas. Mm-hmm. Knick-Knack's done it a few times. I mean, talk about something when you're making it. You're like, good God, I didn't realize how much sugar is in this.
So much.
It's cups and cups and cups of sugar.
Oh, yeah.
But it's so good.
Well, and it's not really sugar. It's the condensed milk, the chocolate chips, you know.
And then you mix a little peanut butter in there if you want.
Or any kind of addition there, additions. Yeah, but the chocolate chips have a lot of sugar in them.
Katie.
So that'll do. You can do so many variations, too. It's what I learned is, like, you know, cotton candy fudge, birthday cake fudge. If you want to do a little mint chocolate fudge, butterscotch fudge, butterscotch.
You okay over there? We're gonna need to come over there and fan you.
This is how we start a show. I'm telling you.
Have you seen the potato chip fudge too, where they crunch up pieces of potato chips in it throw it in? And
yes,
that's
the
living.
North Dakota thing
that
right
is
there.
Living. So,
throw potato chips in your fudge.
What a great time of year to have National Fudge Day, right? What a great time of year.
I love it. Right in the middle of, or, you know,
right in the middle of summer, basically
hot.
Here.
Yeah,
right at the beginning of summer. Yeah. I'm looking at the forecast like an 80-year-old man this morning, I noticed we're going to be in the hundos possibly Friday and Saturday this week.
It's going to be hot.
They're pushing 105 on some news sites. It's been going up and down from like 98 to 105, so we're going to be somewhere in there this weekend. It's going to be toasty.
Oh.
I know.
Gosh.
Not a good time to keep fudge in your back pocket.
No. That'll be melted. Melted fudge.
Yeah.
If you're looking to go out today and get some ingredients for fudge, maybe don't go to Safeway. I mean, they're striking. I hate seeing that, you know. Sadly, I have a grocery delivery pickup today at Safeway, so I'm
going
to have to cross the picket lines. I completely forgot. Like, we've got a jam-packed week this week, and I was laying in bed last night. I was like, oh, my gosh, I don't have time to go grocery shop, so I'm just going to do a little online Safeway order, which I do from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be awkward if they're out front picketing, but I feel bad.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing is most people, you know, we all go to a grocery store and a lot of us want to support what's going on with workers because we know how
Absolutely.
Hard it is out there.
Yep.
So you want to do what you can to support them. It's just keeping track of when it's happening where, right? It's like, where can I shop right now? Where can I be supportive?
I know.
You know, and of course we love Safeway here. That's the thing is like I go to
it's
Safeway.
The only place I shop at.
I probably go to
all
Safeway
the time.
Like 4 or 5 times a week because there's one so close to my house.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those places like, oh, I need yogurt. Better stop and get some, you know.
It's even worse because I'm not, you know, walking into the store and quietly doing my shopping and scampering out. I have to pull right up, wait in the pickup lane as somebody comes out and brings me my groceries.
Exactly.
While they're all staring at me. So today's going to be the day where I wear the funny nose glasses and a big hat.
Mm-hmm. Get a wig.
Get a wig.
Like, super curly hair like mine.
Yeah.
That'd be funny. Like, no one will notice you at all.
I'll just lay low and cover up my license plate number, you know, when I go in. And but anyway, so yeah, we support our workers at Safeway for sure. And sorry, I forgot. I forgot, for goodness sakes.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is there's reports that the other one might be going
on really?
Strike.
Kings?
Yeah, like, because their negotiations that they did not too long ago were only for so long or something, so they're back at the table, were reports that both could be happening at the same time, and it's just like,
where do you go?
Well, you got Target and Walmart and Trader Joe's.
No,
there
exactly.
we go.
You got other
Still,
options.
It's just, again, there's...
Although I was in a Walmart last night. Oh,
it's so busy, right?
I can't talk ill.
That's a whole other thing. I tell you
that's a whole another level of hell.
It is, because I used to love, and I still do, like, I like going to the grocery store, and I like shopping.
Yeah.
Like, there are 20 kinds of olives. I need to look at all of them
you like
before I pick one.
All
you
know of them?
I mean, all of them. You get it? But I do. I like to check them out, and I like to look at them, and I like to see, and this isn't just strictly with olives. This is everything. Mm-hmm. And now everybody's in such a hurry. Everybody's in such a hurry, and nobody has time to look at each, you know, brand of olive.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, the fun of shopping is kind of being
Jared, would you
want to
go shopping with Katie? Looking at every brand of olive?
That's a hard pass.
You are at the store for like 8 hours then, aren't you?
I love it. I don't have much to do, Josh.
She's a label reader.
I like to hang out at the store.
She's a label reader for sure. Yeah, and something's up with Walmart where it's like we did self-checkout last night, and they've got those things tweaked incredibly sensitive. It must be for shoplifting issues and whatnot. Yeah. And it was dinging us on like four or five things. The guy had to come over that many times, and it was getting to the point where we were like, I looked at Nicole and she was doing,
oh no,
like deep breaths, like, and it was, I mean, a million people in there.
Oh yeah.
And she had to get a couple cosmetic things. And of course they put them now in these plastic things that are theft proof, so then you got to wait for somebody to come unlock that, and then it wasn't ringing them up right, and then the bananas weren't working because the scale wasn't working on the self-checkout, and the kids were antsy, and it was a moment at Wally World last night.
See? That's not fun. Like, shopping should be fun.
Come on, Safeway.
I know.
Get a deal done. I don't want to be at Walmart anymore. What else is going on? We're going to definitely cover our weekend coming up at 7 o'clock because we all did so much stuff. It was such a good weekend. The only other highlight that I will touch on from my weekend that I found out is my buddy, if you've listened to this show for any amount of time, I used to have a next-door neighbor two doors down from me who was like a man crush of mine. We got along really well, and he moved to Tennessee. His name was Scotland Rob.
Oh, yeah, because he has the accent.
He's from Scotland. Yes. And we just became besties while he was living down from us, and they moved to Tennessee because of job opportunities. He's going to be back for a week. Around the 4th of July.
Yay!
So we get to spend the 4th of July with Scotland Rob. And, like, I saw that text come in, and I teared up a little bit.
Dude.
I was like, my boy is coming back.
You miss your friend.
This guy, we just connected on a whole nother level, Katie, and I miss him so much. And, yeah, he's going to be back. Like, when they left and we said our final goodbye and did our bro hug, I went inside and, like, I literally, like, cried just a little bit.
Aww.
Like, I was like... He's weaving forever.
An end to the bromance.
Uh-huh. I mean, kept in touch via text and stuff like that.
But it's not the same.
It's not the same. But when he texted me and said, what are you doing on the 4th? I was like,
what are you doing?
Coming to town? I go, am I hanging
out
with you? And it was like gifts back and forth of like, yeah.
That's
it
awesome.
Was so good.
See, and look, normally you're out of town on the 4th.
I know you actually stayed. This year, so it's going to be really good.
That's exciting.
That's super really exciting for you, man.
So, yeah, I'm pretty pumped. Pretty darn pumped. Josh, how was your Father's Day weekend with your dad, man?
Dude, it was really good. We actually ended up, so Perry's actually opened early for
you
Father's
Day. You went to Perry's?
We did.
Wait.
That's like Katie's looking at olives for me.
Awesome.
I just like looking at the menu at Perry's.
Oh, just like honestly, though. No, it was so good. I got the filet, and oh my gosh,
what does that run you at Perry's?
Oh well, it was expensive, but and it's so funny. I did one of those things because it is Father's Day, and I was like, hey, like, I really want to get the bill for you. Like, let me do this for you. I want to be nice, and I got my dad a couple other things when we showed up to the house first. And he was like, no, I got this, because the whole family was there. And I was like, I don't know how to split this, but I don't want to pay for my siblings, but I want to pay for you.
Right.
And it's like Father's Day, and he still paid for everything. And I was like, oh, well, I feel bad. But thank you, Dad, at the same time.
Well, I've seen the prices there. It's a good thing
you
got
paid. Right? You're like,
no,
thank
I know,
you?
But still, yeah. I was like, you want to do something nice.
You would have had to donate some fluids or a kidney or something to get that money back.
It was so much fun, though. And the food there is always so good,
Josh,
dude.
It's so good.
And then also, I did kind of the same thing as you, where it was, what time did we get there? Almost like right at noon, maybe a little after. And the drinks started flowing. And I am not a day drinker. I don't like doing it because you either have to like drink all day and keep it going to stay awake, or you are wanting to fall asleep at 2:30 p.m. And so you kind of just do the thing where you just keep on having a brewski and then another one. And then you're, you know, my family, we love watching golf, too. So we were, you know, the U.S. Open was going yesterday. So
talk
we were
about
watching
falling
that.
Asleep.
I know.
That got me.
But we just kept on with the drinks. And it was a fun time, man. It was really fun to celebrate my dad. It's funny because his birthday is next week. So it's like, okay, we have to do Father's Day, then celebrate you all over again for your birthday as well.
Yep.
But no, it was fun. And then we also did... a bunch of things with my family. Like, we had this kind of huge party at my parents' house afterwards with, like, aunts and uncles and stuff like that. So it was a good time, man. We partied hard. We partied hard
party
on
Sunday.
Party hardy. Yeah. Party hard, bro.
It was super fun.
What kind of beer were you drinking?
My dad's favorite is Blue Moon, so we had, like, several of those.
Does he do the orange in his Blue Moon?
When it is at our house, not out.
You want bar fruit?
No bar fruit. We are not a fan of that. But when it's fresh oranges from our house, yeah,
perfect.
Absolutely. Slide one of those in the
Which
glass.
Which is funny. I've heard different because the tap. I heard that's when you want the orange.
I mean, yeah,
but
it is. But again, it's bar fruit.
You don't really want.
Maybe bring your own fruit.
You don't
bring
know where their fingies have been. Oh my
god! Hand it to you.
Hey, could you slice this up?
Can I? Yeah,
and don't touch
it, please.
And somehow, don't touch it.
Please don't touch it. It's so funny.
Oh, that's good. Well, good man. Good.
Yeah, it was a good time. We love celebrating dads over here.
You had me at Perry's.
I know, dude. It was so good.
I gotta get back up there.
The filet comes in 8 ounce, and I wanted like a 16 ounce. I was like, can I just get a big one?
I still need to go see that pork chop.
Yeah, their Friday special.
You can get them, right? I think you can still get them any day.
You can still get them, but Friday's when it's
special. I didn't get the, but the special, you got to get on a Friday.
Got to do it. Oh, so good.